Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. Ambam Sefer Mitzvot, Mrs. Lesa Se Beis. We learned in the previous shiur, Yidivrei HaRambam, that the yisod of this lab is not stam anasiya, rather that you are koina the avodah zarah v'sha etzlai. So we have to understand where the Rambam gets this from. We also have to understand, Shitas HaRambam, that he learns the lab of Asiyas Pesel from the Pasuk of Losasel HaPesel. It says in the Sifra, we have to understand where that comes from, because it says in the Sifra in Parashas Kedoshim, Ve'elohei Masecha Lo Sasu, Yachol Yasu Lachem Acherim, Ve'amud Lo Emayr Lo Lachem, O Lo Lachem, Yachol Hem Yasu Lacherim, Ve'amud Lo Emayr Lo Sasu Lo Lachem, So Sifra says, the Pasuk says, I might think that other people can make them for you. It says, no. Lo sasu lachem. It says lachem. That other people aren't allowed to make it for you. Olo lachem, yachalem yasu lachem. Okay, it's not for you. You can make it for others. Tamid loy sasu loy lachem. Now, don't make it. Not for others. So, we also have the loy sasu, not only the loy lachem. We also have the loy sasu. So you're also not allowed to make it for others, even if it's not for you. And from here, the Sifra says that if your person makes avodah zarah for himself, he's over on two asharas. One loy sasu for making it, and the other loy lachem, I'm making it for yourselves. Because if it's for yourself, it's on the loy lachem. Not allowed to make it for you, you or anybody else. And if you make it, you're also over in Losasu. Because you made it. If you make it for yourself, they're too lavin. As mevoal sheisur shel asiyat avodah zarah nelmad me'apasuk beparashat kedoshim. Elohei masecha lo isasu lachem. That's where you see there's an isur of asiyas avodah zarah. In the pasuk of Elohei Masecha, that's the pasuk we're dealing with here. Elohei Masecha lo isasu lachem. So shitas HaRambam, HaRamban, here in the sagas on HaRambam, so shitas HaChinuch, who goes for shitas HaRambam. The whole lab is learned from the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, Elohei Masecha lo isasu lachem. The pasuk in Parashas Yisroel lo isasu lecha pesel is not talking b'chlal about the Isser of Asiyas Avodah Zarah. Ayin sham b'divrayim, b'divray HaRamban, b'divray HaChinuch. And we see this explicitly in the Sifra, that the Yisr of making Avodah Zarah is from Pasuk and Parashas Kedoshim. Elohei Masecha lo isasu lachem, and Elohei Masecha from lo isasu lecha pesel. B'tzorech biur b'das HaRambam. Rambam in Mitzvah Dalet brings the Sifra with regard to the fact that if a person makes it for himself, he's over al shnayim. So how weird is that? The Rambam himself is samech on the Sifra. But his shita doesn't stem with the Sifra. Sifra learns from Elohei Masecha l'sasu lachem. And the Rambam learns from l'sasu l'chapesa that you're not allowed to make it with his Zara. So how then does he go ahead and use the Sifra to say that if you make it for yourself, you're over on two? It doesn't work with his shita. Sarach even. So it would appear as follows. It says in the Mechilta, Parashas Yisro, Lo yeh lecha lo yim achelim. Lama nema, lefi shenema, lo yisase lecha pesa v'chol tumuna. It says you're not allowed to have other gods. Why does it say that? Since it says don't make for yourself a pesel or any picture. Ainly el shaloi sasua. Shaloi sasu. Asu kvar minayin shaloi yikayin. That's only that you shouldn't make it. You shouldn't make an avodah zarah. How do we know that if it already exists, you shouldn't allow it to remain in existence? Talmud lomer lo yielecha. So from lo yielecha we learn that lo yikayin. Says lo sase lecha pesa, you shouldn't make it. How do you know you shouldn't be mekayim lo yielecha? So the pashtus, it would appear that that's the makor for the Rambam, that there's an iser by for the kinyan and shehiya etzla. Yalfidin lahedjev a mechilta sheyesh iser b'zeh shemakayim es ha'asu. So we learn lahedya and the mechilta that there's an iser to allow it to remain in existence. So that means that there's an iser obviously b'kinyan v'shehiya. You're not allowed to have it with you. The self and it's with you. You have to get rid of it. However, the Rambam apparently doesn't hold like the Mechilta, because the Rambam is minded the lav of lo yelecha as an azhara, that you're not allowed to believe in another god. So we see that the Rambam doesn't learn like the Mechilta, that it's an azhara al kiyam aveidah zarah. Mechilta learns from lo yelecha not to be mekayim aveidah zarah. The Rambam learns from lo yelecha. Mechilta learns from lo yelecha not to be mekayim avodah zarah. The Rambam says lo yelecha is not to believe in another god. So the Rambam is not like the Mechilta. Kvar heir al ze Ramban kan basarotav shepasuk ze inenu lav ba'asiyat tzlamim. Kanera mipshat habraita hashniya b'mechilta, that this is not alive on asiyas tzlamim, as we see from the Brice and the Mechilta. Osasa is not a lav on Lo yelecha is not a lav on Asiyas Tzlamim. Asasa l'cha pesel, we see, is now to make us tzelem. And lo yelecha is to be mekayimit, let it stay in existence. Megillas Esther is also mayor that that's Das HaRamba. Rambam also holds that lo yelecha is not a lav on Asiyas Tzlamim. Rambam says lo yelecha that you shouldn't believe in other gods. Ubepshitus, the Mechilta that we just quoted, it says that lo yelecha is telling you not to be mekayim, and lo sase is telling you not to do it, not to make the avodah zarah. So this mechilta, oilun alibet Rabbi Yosi, the sifra. There it says that if a person makes akum la'atzma, it's over mishum shtei asharos. And Rabbi Yosi says three asharos. What are the three? Lo'isasu, don't make the avodah zarah. Lo lachem, not for you, as we saw before. Elohim asecha lo tasu lachem. So if you make it for yourself, you're also over on lo lachem. And you're also over, says Rabbi Yossi, on lo yielcha. As mevuar, shelefi Rabbi Yossi, lo yielcha is an azhara on kiyum avodah zarah. If a person makes avodah zarah for himself, he's over on l'sasu, l'alachem, and also lo yielecha. So according to Rav Yossi, lo yielecha is an azhara al kiyum avodah zarah k'divrei hamechilta. The Tanakhama doesn't hold that way. He doesn't hold lo yielecha as an iser on kiyum avodah zarah. The Tanakhama doesn't hold of the drash of the mechilta. The drash of the mechilta says lo yielecha as an iser on kiyum avodah zarah. Only Rav Yossi holds that way. The Tanakhama doesn't hold that way. In the Sifra. And the Ramban, b'hemshech dvarav, and as the sagas in the Sefer Mitzvah already notes this. And the explanation of the machlokas b'pshitus is that the Tanakhama holds that the pasuk v'lo yielecha is not talking b'chlal on iser kiyum avodah zarah, but rather, like the Rambam says, it's an asara not to believe in another god. So the didan for us that we pasken like the Tanakhama, like the Rambam says, lahedya, that I say avodah zarah atzma like a shnayim, like the Tanakhama, not like what the Yosi says, like a shalosh. And this also stems with Shitas HaRambam, that Lo Yelecha is talking about something else. It's talking about Hamin Le'al Acher. It's not talking about Kiyum Avodah Zarah. So if so, Ein Kol Smach Midivrei HaMechilta with Shitas HaRambam. The Mechilta is not going to work with the Rambam. And the gather of the lava of Asiyas Avodah Zarah. Because the Mechilta is only like Rabbi Yossi. And the Rambam is like the Tanakhama. So the Mechilta that says Lo Yelecha is talking about Kiyum Avodah Zarah. So that's not going to work with the Rambam. Anyway, the Rambam learns that Lo Yelecha is talking about not believing in another God. And also the Rambam holds, if you make avodah zarah for yourself, you're only over on two. And that's not like Rav Yossi, who holds that you're over on three. And Rav Yossi works with the Mechilta. Because the Mechilta says that, also says that if you make avodah zarah, you're over on lo yielecha. And that's like Rav Yossi, that if ha'asvi kvar, they're just having the avodah zarah is lo yielecha. So Seif Dover, the Rambam doesn't, there's no makor in the Mechilta for the Rambam. So again, we want to know where the Rambam gets this from. That one is over on the Isser of Kinyan Avodah Zarah from the Pasuk of Vaisase Lecha Kol Pesach, and where the Rambam gets the Lav of Asiyas Pesel in the pasuk of Losase Lecha Kol Pesach. The Sifra learns it from Elohei Masecha Losasu. That's a different pasuk. And we also saw that the Rambam brings the Sifra, who learns from a different pasuk, who learns from the pasuk of Elohim Masecha, not like the Rama learns from the pasuk of Losase Lecha Pesach. The Rama brings in mitzvah dalet, that if you make one for yourself, make a photo for yourself, you're over on two. But the Rama doesn't hold like the Sifra, because the Rama learns the Yisr of Asiyas Pesach from the pasuk of Losase Lecha Kol Pesach, not from Elohim Masecha. So we want to understand the Rambam. In Hagos HaGro, he had a different gear than the Sifra. Elohei Masecha lo sasu lachem, yachol yasu lehem acherim, Talmud lo mer lo yeh lecha. Oh. Pasuk says, you're not allowed to make Elohei Masecha, you're not allowed to make Avodah Zarah. I might think, other people can't make it for you. Other people can make it for you. Tamid Laimar Lo Yielecha. Comes the pasuk and says, Lo Yielecha Loim Acherim. It's not like Argus. Argus in the Sifra is Yahu Yasi Lechem Acherim Tamid Laimar Lo Lechem. Still learning from the pasuk of Elohim Asech Eloi Sasi Lechem. And the Sifra learns other people can make it from you according to the Gilsa of the Kuva, from Lo Yelecha. Perish to Lo Yelecha Mashma, Ben Shu Atzmo Yasa, Ben Shacherim Asaum. Lo Yelecha means whether other people made it for you, you made it for yourself. Kematam Lo La Sasu Lechem. What does the Pasuk mean when it says, Elohim Asech Eloi Sasu Lechem? Lo Sasu Acherim, Lo Acherim Lechem. Don't make it for others. And others shouldn't make it for you. So if you make avodah zarah for yourself, you're over on two asharos. You're over on one ashara of lo yelecha. You're over on one ashara of lo sasu lachem. And the other from the pasuk of Lo Sasu. So you have two psukim. So it comes out according to the Girsa of the Kura that even the Libud Tanakama, we learn that others aren't allowed to make avodah zarah from you, from Lo Yilcha. Yachol Yasu Hemachayim. Amalama Lo Yilcha. Now, like our Girsa in the Sifra. We had Yachol Yasu Lachem Acheru Tamalom Lo Lachem. According to the Gra, it's from Lo Yelecha. And there you learn others aren't allowed to make for you. And like the Gears of the Gra, apparently that's what Rashi had. And the Pasuk Lo Sasu Lachem Vim Tomer Lo Tasu Latz Lachem Aval Acherim Oisim Lachem. I might think you should make for yourself, but others can make for you. Right? For an emer lo yielcha lo shelo shelcha lo shelachem. You shouldn't have. Not that you may, not that others made for you. So it's mevur lahedya that we learn that other people shouldn't make it from you, for you, from lo yielcha. It's pashat then that was the gears of the Rambam. And according to this, it's where Rambam makes a lot of sense, because in the Chizchinichas Tameya, how does the Rambam know shegam al yachir and maser, that even if other people make it for you, it's aser? So we explained in the previous shiur, based on the Yisod HaIsser, that you're not allowed to have a Avodah Zarah. It's not allowed to be Kanilai B'Shishai Etzla. That's Mavur LaHedja B'Sifra. That we learn, Sha'acherim Lo Yasu Lahem, from the Pasuk of Lo Yielecha. As the Gra has it. So Lo Yielecha means that you shouldn't have it. Even if other people made it for you, you shouldn't have it. In the mail, it doesn't matter whether you made it for yourself or other people made it for you. According to this, we understand Shita Sarambam, that he learns Isser Asiyas Avodah Zarah in the Pasuk of Lasasa Lecha Kol Pesel, not like the Pashtus of the Sifra, and like the Shita of the Ramban, that's learned from Lasasa Lecha. Elohim Masech Lasasa Lecha. According to the Gersa that we have under Rabbi, the Ikar Makar is from Lo Yelecha. Lo Yelecha teaches you that you're not allowed to have Avodah Zarah. Final Derech HaMechiltim, Shishinem Lo Sasa Lecha Pesel Lecha Tumuna, En Li Yelecha Shalai Tasu, Ha'asu Yikvar Minayin Shalai Yikayim, Tamad Lama Lo Yelecha. Remember, that was the Mechiltim that we saw. I only see that you're not allowed to make it yourself. How do we know if it's already made? You're not allowed to let it be exist. Comes the pasuk and says, Lo Yelecha. So the Fiyam Avur, the Figurts and Sagor, everybody holds, like the Alfus of the Mechilta. Even, in other words, even in the Sifra is also like the Mechilta. But it also learns that you're not allowed to have it from Lo Yelecha. So it's true that the Rambam himself explains Lo Yelecha as referring to the Isser, to believe in another God. But what about the Tanakhama and the Sifra? We see that he holds lo yelacha asus that other people should make you avodah zarah. But if you make avodah zarah for yourself, he doesn't say it's lo yelacha, like Rabbi Yossi there in the Sifra. So there's no independent lav of making avodah zarah for yourself. From lo yelecha. Lo yelecha is other people making it for you. And the explanation would be, apparently, that it's true that he holds that the Ikra Pasuk of lo yelecha is referring to something else. But sof-sof, you learn another drasha, and it's a gilui in the Pasuk, of lo sa'aseh l'cha pesel. If the Yisod HaLav of lo sa'aseh l'cha pesel is shelo yielecha. So it's a derasha explaining the lo sa'aseh. Pasuk says lo sa'aseh l'cha pesel. You're not allowed to make it for yourself. You're not allowed to make a pesel. So it says ha'asu kvar minayin shelo yikayin. How do you know that you're not allowed to keep it around if it's already made? And so it's lo yelecha. So really, lo yelecha, everybody would agree. The Rambam holds in the Sefer and the Mechilta holds lo yelecha is referring to something else. What's it referring to? It's referring to not believing in another God. But it's also a gilui in the lo sa'aseh. It's telling us the lo sa'aseh is not only you're not allowed to make avodah zarah, but you're also not allowed to let it exist. Now that I keep it around. So Nicha Das, now we understand Das Tana Kama, that there is no real love of Lo Yielecha. The Ikar Pasuk of Lo Yielecha is an Azhara to believe in and not to believe in another God. And the Drasha of the Sifra and the Mechilta is just a Gilui in the love of Lo Sa'aseh L'cha Pesel. Like the Sifra says, "Fishenem lo sa'aseh l'cha pesel." So it says, "Lo sa'aseh l'cha pesel." Ein li ela shelo taso. I only know that you shouldn't make the pesel. I don't know if it's already made. Lo yelecha. Lo yelecha is a gilui in the lo taso. Asher hein hein divrei Rambam. The Rambam holds that lo sa'aseh l'cha pesel is a lav anasiyas ha-pesel. So not only is it not shver from the Sifra, but that's his makor, like the gears of the Gra. The very fact that it tells us lo yelecha, we see that the pasuk of lo sa'aseh l'cha pesel is referring to the yisur of asiyas avodah zarah, like we see mefurish in the Mechilta. Because again, lo yelecha is really referring to what? To not believing in another God. And it's just a gilui also on the lo sa'aseh, it's a side thing. It's a gilui on the lo sa'aseh l'cha pesel that it's referring to letting it, shiyeh v'kinyan, kinyan v'shiyeh etzlo. You're not allowed to have it at all, even if someone else makes it. That's the makor for the Rambam, the bi'ur alav lo sa'aseh l'cha pesel. As learned from Lo Yelecha. Again, according to the Rambam, it's really from Lo Tasi. And the Lo Yelecha is a Gilui and the Lo Tasi. And that's again the Forish and the Mechilta. Lo Yelecha, Lo Emachair, Lo Menema, Lo Fishenema, Lo Sasi, Lo Chapesa, Lo Chotimuna. That I only know you're not allowed to make it yourself, but what about if it's just around? Ha'asvi kvar, minayin shelo yikayim, hadin ha'ar ladav yikayim lo yielach. And in the Sifra, the lo yielach ha'zikilu yan li Elohim ha'secha lo sasich. Rabbanan, according to the Rambam, Lo Yilcha is really coming to tell us something else, coming to tell us not to believe in other gods. It's also going to be a gilui on other psukim, tell you not to keep it around. So the Rambam chose the pasuk of the Mechilta. And the Rambam would also agree that with the Sifra, that the Lo Yilcha is the Gilui. Not like our Gears in the Sifra. According to our Gears in the Sifra, it says, we learn from Lo Sasu Lo Lachem that you now let it, someone else makes it for you now to keep it around. According to the Rambam, that's learned from, and according to the Goraz Gios in the Sifra, that's learned from Lo Yelecha, which stems with the Mechilta. And that's also going to be the Rambam. The Rambam holds Lo Yelecha, again, is primarily from teaching not to believe in other gods, but it's also teaching you that other people shouldn't, that if other people made the gods, if there are any gods around, you shouldn't have them, you shouldn't own them. So there's still a ton more to say about this, and I hope that we're zoche to continue and see more nifloos in the Torah Hashem. So please stay tuned, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom.